Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I am the program director of what we call our non-payment permitted programs, with a main focus in healthy homes and lead poisoning prevention, and also making sure people are in safe housing.
Beautiful, beautiful. If you have any questions today to talk to us about anything home improvement related, anything with healthy homes, cleaning your home, anything along those lines, you can get involved in the conversation at 803-0930. Cell calls are welcome at *930. Outside the 716 area code is 1-800-616-9236. Or you can super text us a question at 30930.
Why don't you, Tom, start really quickly talking about the harmful results of lead poisoning and all that stuff in your home and all that.
Sure. Well, lead is been introduced into homes in paint mostly, and no one knew it was a problem back when. And nowadays, it's become a huge problem, especially in Erie County, getting upwards of 250-300 kids sick a year, and changing their lives. You know.
Mm-hmm. What do you look for with the kids? I mean, a lot of times it's like an unseen danger in the house that people aren't even aware of at times. What are you looking for with not necessarily, damage in the house, but, you know, with the kids, when you see kids are sick, what are you looking for in their behavior?
Yeah, well, it depends on the level that they're at. If it's a really low level, you really don't see anything in the kids. The only way to know is if their blood lead's been tested.
Right.
As levels increase, you can see behavior problems, learning disabilities.
And is this over an extended period of time, or is it a shorter period of time?
It's usually over an extended period of time. The damage happens early, and you see it manifest as they get into school age.
I see.
So I got to give a little shout out to my sister-in-law, who just got her PhD in epidemiology, and her thesis was done on the study of lead poisoning in children. And so it's also her birthday, so happy birthday, Marina. But she did her whole thesis on that. And actually, one of the big concerns is the fact that lead in blood can be transferred right from mother to child. So it's not something that – so if a mother has lead in her system, that can be transferred to a future child through both breastfeeding and all that. So it's an even bigger concern generationally than it is just for kids nowadays. So,
yeah, absolutely. We do our best to help monitor and educate pregnant women just for that reason, so that if they are elevated, their OBGYN knows, and then they can do blood lead tests of the baby upon birth.
Mm-hmm. Now, is it more prevalent, these behavioral concerns that you see with, you know, lead poisoning, is it more prevalent with regards to an adult, or more obvious with a child?
The children are the concern. Mm-hmm. Adults will get it. It's usually occupational from the adults, and it's monitored through their work or themselves through their hobbies.
Uh-huh.
But the kids are the ones that get poisoned, and it affects them mentally and for life.
So outside of behavior, what are we looking for in the home with regards to, you know, lead? Protecting yourself from your own environment that you may not even be aware that's harming you.
Right. It's deteriorated paint. Or paint that can be deteriorated by normal use is what we are focusing on. It's the dust generated from the lead paint that gets these kids sick. So, for example, clear cut, you walk in, you have a clapboard painted house, it's deteriorated, chipping, peeling, flaking. Very clearly, that's a problem. The not so clear are windows, floors. They look fine. But as you operate that window, you take it up and down, you're generating lead dust every time you move it. You could be generating lead dust at walking across a front porch floor or an old varnished floor with lead in it. And you get small doses of dust into the environment that way. And if you think about it, where are the little kids? Where are those toddlers?
Yeah, on the floor.
On the ground. Yeah.
Putting their hands in their mouth.
So exactly.
Before we send out a massive panic to everyone that's listening to this, what we're talking about is homes that were constructed pre-1978. So that means that houses that were built prior to 1978 used lead paint, lead varnish, those types of things. And that that was before it became...
known as a poison.
As an issue. And so if your home is newer than that, typically, if you do have chipping paint or anything like that, you probably still want to get it fixed, but it's not going to contain lead.
Most likely not. Lead paint was banned for residential use in 1978, so that's why we say pre-1978 housing. Doesn't mean it was taken off the shelves.
Yeah.
Right. So it did sell a few years after that, so you may have it. The newer your house is, the less chance that there's lead in it. Right. If you have a house that's 1880s, I would bet, you know, there's lead paint somewhere on that house, right? Probably a lot of it. Yeah.
And the reason behind lead being in these paints was because of durability and longevity, correct?
Yeah, it was a fantastic product for durability and longevity. It's still on the houses 100 years later.
Yeah, and, you know, back, I know this is getting off topic, but they didn't know lead was bad at all because, you know, in all of our ancestors, apparently back in Italy, they used it as a sweetener in wine. So I've read in my limited research now since I knew you were coming on today. but, you know, it was the greatest thing since sliced bread, well, before sliced bread, apparently, that they used everywhere. So it did have its uses, but now we have to protect ourselves from it. So being the average homeowner... in your home, what do we do as homeowners to protect our family if we do have these, you know, harmful lead particles floating through the air? What do we do?
Yeah, well, first and foremost, you want to make sure you're educated on lead and the sources of lead, and then trained in proper technique to remediate or maintain it so you don't create a bigger problem. Mm-hmm. One of the biggest things we see is homeowners going in to do a good thing and change the windows to protect their family and help their weather efficiency, and creating a ridiculous amount of lead dust and poisoning their kids. And that could be easily resolved by a little bit of training and understanding of what windows have and how to treat them properly and limit the dust.
So why don't we talk about that a little bit, how to limit that dust. So if you're remodeling your house, I mean, obviously companies like ours are, you know, fully certified in this type of thing. We get trained on it. We get trained on how to remediate it and all of that. But if you're doing these things yourself, obviously there is no real regulation for a homeowner doing this themselves, but they obviously still want to stay safe. So what do you recommend for a homeowner doing these types of things themselves?
Yeah, well, for a homeowner doing work in their own house, I recommend them giving our office a call and coming into the free class we offer for a lead-safe work practices just for that situation.
Okay. We get a lot of situations sometimes where the customer, you know, because demo's easy, right? But, you know, we do demo a little bit differently with regards to how we remove X, Y, and Z. We don't come in swinging with sledgehammers. We surgically remove everything while we contain ourselves in a work environment. And you see on TV, these people just flailing away with sledgehammers, and so our customers a lot of times say, well, we can do the demo, right? Like we're capable of doing it. Yeah, you can, but you got to keep yourself safe at the same time, and that means following these practices. So what kind of programs do they offer them with regards to free classes?
We have a couple different classes we offer. The free one is called Lead Safe Work Practices, and it's specifically for homeowners doing work in their own houses, and it'll give them the knowledge and the technique to do the work safely, prepare the room, pull the window safely for themselves, for their family, give them tips and tricks on what to do it right.
Great. So we're going to continue to talk about this as we come back from a break here. Again, if you'd like to talk to Tom or Phil or I for any other issues or questions you have on your house, you can give us a call at 803-0930-930 from your cell phone, 1-800-616-9236 if you're calling outside of the Buffalo area, or text us at 30930. We'll be back right after this. On the phone now is John Huber from Lakeshore Savings Bank. Hey, John, how you doing?
Hey, good morning, Nick. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on? I hear you're over at the Hamburg branch today.
Yes, yeah, in the village of Hamburg, and it's a beautiful sunny day out here today, Nick.
Awesome, awesome. So we talked a little bit earlier about some of the amazing programs you have going on right now. Why don't you tell us about your CDs and your home equity lines of credit?
Absolutely. Our home equity line of credit at Lakeshore Savings Bank is such a great product. Nick, we're doing these with no application fee. There's no closing costs. even the appraisal on the house, we pay for the cost of that as well. We make the process very easy for the customer. All of our Lakeshore Savings Bank branches, both in Erie County and Chautauqua County, have loan officers on staff all the time. And what's great about the home equity product is you control it, you being the customer. You use it as you want to. So if you have a 50,000 line or a 75,000 line, that doesn't mean you have to use the whole thing right off the bat. You just use it as you want, and then you get a monthly statement in the mail that shows how much you've used, and your monthly payment is made from there.
That's amazing, John. Your products over there are truly some of the best on the market. Why don't you give us a phone number to give you a call?
Sure. Just real quick, I'll mention that you asked me about the CD rates, too.
Oh, right.
We have some specials on CDs right now. We have a 30-month at 2.75%. And if you're looking for a shorter term, we have an excellent 11-month CD, and that's at 2.5%, both with a qualified checking account. And the phone number at the Hamburg branch is 646-9480.
Great. Why don't you give us that one more time?
Yes, that's 646-9480.
All right. Thank you very much, John. Yesterday, today, and tomorrow, for 128 years, Lakeshore Savings Bank, putting people first.
Hi, this is Sandy Beach. Climbing up a ladder? Cleaning out debris from your gutter? That's a job nobody likes to do. That's why you need a LeafGuard gutter system from LeafGuard of Lake Erie. The LeafGuard gutter system will eliminate the need for you to go up and clean your gutters out from the roof. You'll never have to worry about that again. Water damage to your home? Forget it. It's a thing of the past. LeafGuard keeps your gutters running flawlessly and is 100% guaranteed not to clog. It even includes a lifetime warranty for snow and ice. LeafGuard will never pull away or come down from your house. If it does, they'll come out to fix or replace it for free for as long as you own your home. Right now, in honor of their 20th anniversary, customers will receive 20% off a LeafGuard gutter system, minimum of 75 feet of gutter, and no other offers or discounts are included. Call LeafGuard today for a free in-home estimate, 695-1010, online at leafguardoflakeerie.com, and tell them Sandy Beach sent you.
Well, this spring has certainly been delayed, especially if you're planning any outdoor projects. So that's, I guess, the good news. You've got an extension now for a discount at United Materials and Scranton City Builders. Yep, it's Dominic Cortez here. And this year, make your first and last stop Scranton City Builder Supplies and United Materials for that personal outdoor living space you've always wanted. Let their passion bring your outdoor vision to life. Add some old world charm to your patio or contemporary flair to your walkway. United Materials offers a variety of concrete pavers, including pavers with the look and feel of brick and stone. They can help you create an eye-catching walkway and a driveway paver design, a fire pit, a fireplace, an outdoor kitchen, and more. Plus, patio brick pavers for resilient concrete driveways. United Materials offers residential paving stones in a number of different styles, shapes, tones to personalize and transform your outdoor living space. Now through the end of June, extended till then, take 10% off your outdoor living supplies when you bring your outdoor vision to life. At Scranton City Builder Supplies and United Materials. Visit Western New York's largest outdoor living displays. Let United Materials be your one-stop supplier of construction materials. Visit Scranton City Builders on Walden Avenue, east of Transit in Depew, and United Materials on Young Street, not too far from the 290 in Tonawanda. Tell them Dominic sent you, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
It's Bowerly. Time to get your gardens growing. And Mischler's makes it easy with Mischler's Go Gardens. Mischler's has put together custom collections of perennials, including native plants that are ready to grab and go in the garden. Each Go Garden consists of six perennials that are based on a specific interest or need. You might be looking for pollinators. Well, grab the Pollinator Pals collection. You want flowers you can cut? Go for the Cut Above Perennial Six Pack. There are Go Gardens that are deer resistant for full sun or shade, and they've all been grown and carefully selected by the Mischler's staff. Mischler's also has a wide range of annuals in a variety of colors, along with hanging baskets, vegetables, and more, all greenhouse grown with that Mischler's touch. Don't wait to shop. Stop by and shop 3 acres of gardens and greenhouses today. Get the best selection before everything is gone. For your convenience, Mischler's is now open 7 days a week with Sunday hours through the end of June. Visit Mischler's today, South Forest in Williamsville between Main and Worley. Mischler's Florist and Greenhouses. Tell them Bowerly sent you and Mischler's Florist.
Call Cortez, your man for home improvement. Well, we've heard this before. Summer's a good time to look for your furnace to be replaced because it doesn't need to be running then. Conversely, the fall is a good time to consider buying a new air conditioner, right? Well, listen up, folks. Right now, there's no better time to tackle your roof. Whenever we need roof work done at Cortese Construction, we call Ava. Ava works year-round, no matter the weather. So while everyone else is waiting for warm weather, if you call Ava right now, you'll get the same superior service and value without the long wait. Ava's expert foremen are on every job to ensure your roof looks perfect. Ava's fully insured and licensed to work throughout Western New York. Insured, I said. Yep, and insured to do roofing. Very important you ask that question. Are your men insured to do roofing? If they aren't mentioned, if roofing's not mentioned on their insurance policy, they may not be covered. You'll get your written estimate from Ava and a drawing of your project on the spot, and you'll always be happy with Ava's clean prompt service. For roof replacement, call Ava, 990-4793. That's 990-4793, avaroofing.com. Ava Roofing, because every dollar saved counts. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hammer Time. Go with the funk. It is the Welcome back to Hammer Time Radio. Again, this is Phil Cortese, joined in studio with my brother Nick Cortese and Tom Muscarello from the Erie County Health Department. Any questions that you have at all with regards to home improvements, healthy homes, lead, radon, anything like that, you can give us a call at 803-0930. Cell calls are welcome at star 930 outside the 716 area code, 1-800-616-9236, or you can send us a super text at 30930. As we mentioned when we started the show off, June is Healthy Homes Month. So Tom, why don't you tell us a little bit more about the Healthy Homes Month campaign you're looking to promote?
Yeah, the Federal Office of HUD is promoting the Healthy Homes Month in the month of June, and what they want to do is educate and get people aware that your home should be your safest place you are, and by keeping it healthy, you make it that safest place.
Mm-hmm. So what can we do, you know, as homeowners to keep it healthy?
Yeah, what you need to do is you need to look at your house in a whole view, like treat it as a system. So for example, if your roof is leaking, you have bigger problems than just a leaking roof. If it leaks long enough, now you can bring mold into the house.
Mm-hmm.
You damaged walls and can end up with deteriorated paint. And if you have one of those pre-1978 houses, you could have a lead issue affecting your kids.
It exponentially gets worse and worse as you go.
Yes, and I'm sure as contractors, you guys have seen that when you go in to do some work.
Well, and with water too, water goes everywhere.
Right.
And you might not even be able to find the leak at first, but you're seeing where the damage is. And then you might see more damage later on once the repair is fixed. So if you do have a leak, that's super important to get that squared away right away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then, you know, lead poisoning, asthma, you're feeding bugs if they're in there.
Yeah,
you know, just it adds on and cascades.
On that point, I you know, moisture in the house is huge with regards to, you know, bath fans and, you know, any kind of ducting going through your attic should be properly insulated so you don't have condensation on those pipes as well that will cause dripping, because that dripping will then get on your insulation, drip on your drywall, turn to mold, and you don't even know what's happening up there. So knowing your house as a whole and properly inspecting everything in the home, you know, regularly is really, really important.
Absolutely. And one thing we find a lot when we do make it into an attic is a lot of bathroom fans terminate in the attic,
yeah,
creating a huge moisture and temperature problem and causing a mold. Exponential mold growth.
Yeah,
so you want to make sure that that's vented to the outside as well as insulated.
I can't tell you how many times we get into a situation where
I'd say 95% of the time.
Yeah, we get into a remodel and it's just shooting it's blowing onto the roof deck, rotting the roof deck out.
Mm-hmm.
And what we've had a lot of success with now, and it's easy that a homeowner can even do this because you don't have to go on your roof. We actually put a diffuser in the soffit. And you're not going up on the roof, you're not damaging your shingle, you can cut your soffit material with tin snips, and the diffuser just gets installed on the soffit. It's something any homeowner can do, and it's a very, very important tip to keep your attic and your home healthy.
Absolutely, and ventilating and home is one of the principles of healthy homes, too.
One other thing on moisture that we don't, that we don't talk about and don't even think about, we ran into once, it was actually at a friend of ours' house, my house, and they had their mulch too high on the house. And mulch is a massive sponge. It holds moisture, it retains the moisture, and it doesn't dry out ever. I mean, if you move your mulch, you can feel it's wet down there. Anyways, they had the mulch too high in the house, and over time, the entire rim joist rotted out. So they had mold in the rim joist, then that brought the bugs, and it was just a problem that, like you said, it just exponentially got worse and worse and worse because it was something that was happening that they didn't even know was happening. So moisture is a big, big, big concern in a home.
Yeah, and on that topic, as far as mulch, you never want to have mulch or any landscaping touching on anything on your house that is not concrete. So, so if you have if you're a rim joist, by rim joist, what Phil means is the floor system of your house that is wood. You want to make sure that any landscaping that you put up against your house is finishing onto the block or the foundation wall, not to the wood, because it will eventually do exactly what Phil just said.
We're going to hold off on going through the rest of your tips here because we do have a call here, and we're going out to Tonawanda. Good morning. I think it's Ted. Good morning, Ted. Ed. I'm sorry, Ed. I looked at it quick.
How are you doing?
Okay, got two questions.
Surely. Sure.
House built in 1950.
Okay.
I'm assuming that it's all plaster. I'm assuming it has asbestos in it. Is that probably correct?
What do you mean asbestos? So asbestos is typically used as an insulator. So it would be wrapping maybe pipes, which, yes, around that time frame is going to be, there's a chance of asbestos, whether it was remediated or not before you bought the house or when, work was done on heat ducts or anything like that. But typically you're going to see asbestos on heat ducts or on plumbing pipes that are insulated.
And you could see that, too. It's very obvious. It's, generally white, fibrous. So you'll be able to see quickly if you have it.
And you want to be careful with anything in a house that age, any insulation that you demo or anything like that, you want to take precaution to assume that it might be asbestos.
But in the plaster itself, because I saw one of these rehab programs on TV, and they said a lot of old plaster had asbestos in it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. We do encounter a lot of asbestos within the plaster. They're like, look like hairs in there. In the old houses in the city of Buffalo. I don't know the age range when they were putting that in, when they stopped it in, but it's always best to assume it's there and treat it as such to protect yourself.
That's always a good rule of thumb. The age of your home, you should assume that you have asbestos and or lead in the home if it's built in 1950.
Now, the other question is if the walls have been probably painted 50 times in those years,
right,
and probably more recently with latex paint.
Right.
So the lead is
buried,
yeah. So unless you demo that wall, you're going
to
be...
Well, what we actually would want you to do first, and, Tom could back me up here, you're going to want to take a utility knife, right, and just wedge out a piece of where the wall's painted, and you can easily test the layers of your paint then. Tom, you could probably elaborate a little bit better than I can.
Yeah, you can do that with that's called a lead check swab, and they're available at any of the home improvement stores. Or you just assume lead and treat it as such. Even though if it's got maybe 20, 30, 40 layers of paint on it, if the substrate fails and it starts to chip and peel, it's going to do it all the way back to the drywall or plaster, thus releasing lead and lead dust if it's under there. So you just want to make sure it's safe. If you're going to be scraping it, you want to do it with a wet, moist method to limit dust. Mm-hmm. And then paint over it and just keep it maintained, and then you'll have the lead will be covered and you won't have an issue.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thanks so much, Ed. We have to break for the news. We'll be back right after this.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, it's 10:30 from the WBEN Newsroom. I'm Mike Baggerman. Here's your top headlines we're following for this Saturday, June 8th. Decorated Iraq War veteran and WBEN host David Bellavia will receive the Congressional Medal of Honor. It's the highest honor that's bestowed on a member of the U.S. Armed Forces. Bellavia participated in the Second Battle of Fallujah and documented that experience in a book called House to House, an epic memoir of war. Bellavia will receive the Medal of Honor this month at the White House. The Buffalo Sabres announced last night that they've re-signed forward Jeff Skinner to an 8-year deal worth $72 million. Skinner last season led the Sabres in goals with 40. He was third on the team in points. President Donald Trump announced he has suspended the plans to impose tariffs on Mexico, saying they've agreed to take strong measures to stem the flow of migrants into the U.S. Festival season kicks off today. Already crowds forming over at the Allentown Art Festival for its 62nd year. It runs until 6 o'clock this evening, and it's open from 10 to 6 tomorrow. Your first alert forecast for this weekend, it's beautiful. If you're heading to that parade, you have picked a perfect day to go. A high of 76 for your Saturday with partly sunny skies throughout. On Sunday, you're going to see sun with some high clouds, high of 82 degrees. Sunday night, we are expecting a brief rain shower that might last through parts of Monday. Right now, it's 73 degrees at 10:31. I'm Mike Baggerman, News Radio 930 WBEN.
Hey, if you are thinking about a bathroom renovation, then I have a suggestion for you. I'd like you to stop at Twin City Glass and take a look at everything that they have to offer. It'll certainly help increase the value of your home, and that will be a good-looking bathroom. It's Dominic Cortese here, and people love the look of a newly remodeled and modern bathroom. And the surefire sign of quality is that beautiful glass enclosure that you got from my friends at Twin City Glass. For over 50 years, the Weinholz family at Twin City has been in the business of creating elegant, high-quality glass for your bathroom. You might not think there are many options when it comes to glass, but trust me, there are, and only Twin City has a life-size showroom for you to explore and discover the ideal glass for you. Make sure you look at Basco, shower doors of elegance, in a wide array of hardware and loads of different styles and colors. Add value to your bathroom and make a lasting impression. Call Twin City at 694-3300. That's 694-3300. Make sure you visit their showroom in Willitzer Park and tell them Dominic sent you. And remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Hi, I'm Roger Hancock, owner of Town & Country Furniture in Hamburg, where we're making America comfortable again.
You'll fall in love with our new movie seat.
Our American-made single or two-person movie seat comes with or without a console and lots of extra power, like power rocking, power lumbar, power recliner, and power headrest. And no matter what your home looks like, we can build a movie seat to match with 700 fabric choices to fit your taste. At the end of the day, our customers say you'll never watch a movie in more comfort than you will in our new movie seat. Town & Country price matches Amazon every time, so you can still get the best price and buy local. Our showroom features only furniture designed and manufactured in America. And of course, veterans never pay sales tax. Town & Country Furniture at 37 Main Street in the village of Hamburg. Delivery is free, and make sure to check out our brand new website. Town & Country Furniture, making America comfortable and affordable again.
If you're experiencing back or neck pain, do not spend our few short summer months suffering. Dr. Reeve has an incredible offer to help you right now. Gardening, golfing, even walking the dog can be difficult if you're experiencing back or neck pain. Dr. Reeve can help you.
And not only can I relieve the pain, I can help you save some money with this offer.
If Dr. Reeve determines you're a candidate for spinal decompression, he'll provide the first three sessions for free. That's a savings of over $600.
Allow me to alleviate your annoying back or neck pain now, and your first three sessions of spinal decompression are on me.
Plus, Dr. Reeve's staff will be sure to get you in for an immediate appointment. Don't let the summer slip away.
If you've ever considered spinal decompression, now is the time, because your first three sessions are free. Call our office at 1-888-59-SPINE. That's 1-888-59-SPINE.
Call Dr. Reeve. He's got your back.
Are you thinking about selling an old diamond? Whatever you do, don't sell to anyone until you talk to TAG.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Quite simply, TAG Jewelers is the area's most trusted diamond dealer. Whether loose or set in jewelry, their experts have the knowledge and expertise to ensure you get the best value for your piece.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
Of course, TAG also buys gold, watches, and coins. But if you have any diamonds to sell, don't risk having them undervalued. You'll get more for your diamond when you go to Western New York's diamond expert.
TAG Jewelers buys diamonds.
If you're thinking of selling, make sure you get what you deserve. Talk to Western New York's most most trusted buyer of diamonds, gold, and collectibles. Tag Jewelers in Cheektowaga at 936 Dick Road, just off the 33. House call appointments are also available. Remember, don't sell to anyone until you talk to Tag. Stop in, mention this ad, and get a coupon good for a free watch battery. Visit tagjewelers.com.
Well, I've been talking about how the rain has delayed the season, and that certainly has been the case at my house with what my friends at Gorilla Garage Gear are doing at my porch. I've been telling you about how my friends at A1 Concrete came out and lifted the concrete that was sagged, and now Joe Follow and his team at Gorilla are applying a epoxy floor. The rain has delayed them from finishing it. As soon as it's done, I'll be posting pictures for you to see. Yep, Gorilla Garage Gear, not only for your garage floor, but your outdoor concrete as well. They transformed my sagging concrete porch into a tile-like finish. That's right, it's a tile pattern epoxy floor. It looks great. Joe would like to fix your garage floor or your porch as well, and he'll give you $200 off when you tell him Dominic sent you. The number is 715-6927, 715-6927. You get a 15-year guarantee on his work, and it looks like new. It is easy to keep clean and attractive as well. Give Joe a call, 715-6927. Visit him online, gogogorilla.com, gorillagaragegear.com, gogogorilla, and remember to buy right the first time and buy from a Hammer Time partner.
Welcome back to Hammer Time. This is Nick Cortez. I'm here with my brother, Phil Cortez. We're filling in for Dom today. We are here with Tom Muscarella, who is from the Erie County Health Department. We're discussing all things lead and Healthy Homes Month. So we wanted to kind of get back into lead because it is a very important topic. On the break, Tom and I were talking about the class they offer for anyone really, but mostly for landlords and stuff like that. It's called RRP, Renovation, Repair, and Painting. Why don't you elaborate on that a little bit, Tom?
Sure. EPA back in 2009 created this course in conjunction with HUD to promote and mandate lead safe work practices in houses so as to limit poisonings of occupants and people doing the work. People who need to take the RRP class, the renovator, remodeler, painting class, are people who are landlords or property owners for profit, where they get paid for the rent. So like I said before, the lead safe work practices for owners doing work in their house unit that they live in. If they rent out units, they need to take this RRP, be a certified renovator, and then certify themselves or their company as a firm with the EPA, and then follow all the rules and regulations associated with the role.
Why don't you kind of elaborate on that? You say they need to take that. If a landlord is not following these regulations, what is some of the consequence?
Yeah, if the EPA does an investigation, you can be fined up to $37,500 per violation.
Per day, right?
Per day, yes. And every violation is if you didn't notify them a certain thing, you didn't set up the work right, you didn't do it in this room, this room, this room. So 37 times 10 times many days adds up fast.
A bajillion dollars.
Yeah, and it's something you really don't want to mess with. There's been some big lawsuits out there of some big companies. Lowe's was one of them at one point. And some of the people on TV, the house flippers had a big one.
Yeah. So, I mean, aside from that, you want to make sure that you're keeping all of your tenants healthy, from a ethical standpoint. But, obviously the fines are a big issue as well.
Yeah. Occupant protection is one of the biggest things we want. I mean, we want to do primary prevention of lead poisoning, which means getting the work corrected before the occupants to children get poisoned. If a poisoning happens because of the work, something's wrong. We want to limit that. We don't want that to happen.
And the multi-unit environment is more important. It's all important. I shouldn't say that, but the emphasis on keeping that building clean and lead-free is more closely watched by you guys because you could be contaminating people that aren't even aware that they are being contaminated. Is that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if you come into a house with it's typical city double, and you start pulling windows and demoing walls within a common area, front hallway, back hallway, you're just contaminating both units, that whole house, and unknowingly you can get those families sick.
Yeah, the neighborhood too.
And the neighborhood with the windows open,
So we're going to take a quick call from Robert in Lewiston, who has a question regarding mold. How you doing, Robert? Hey, Robert, how you doing?
Robert, right. I think you got to turn your radio off, Robert. All right, we're going to go to you there, Robert? Nope. Okay, we're going to go to Noel. Hi, Noel. How are you? Hey,
this is Noel. How you
doing, Noel? I'm sorry.
Hey, Noel, how you doing?
Thank you very much.
Good, good. So Noel is actually calling in. He's going calling to promote the Slow Roll Buffalo biking.
I think I came to you too soon, Noel. I'm sorry.
Pedal hardy. It's okay. You know, when Dom isn't here, there's a few hiccups, but it's not a big deal. How are you doing,
Jelly, Noel? My fault, too.
That is true.
Clientele Farmers Market promoting the upcoming West Shore Friday Night Pedal Party with Slow Roll Buffalo. And Seamus Gallivan from Go Bike Buffalo that runs that formal program is here with me, and we're happy and excited to talk about what's happening on Friday night.
Nice. So this is going to be Friday, June 14th. It's at the West Shore Brewing Company at 10995 Main Street in Clarence. The ride is going to be at 7 p.m. Everyone's meeting there at 6 p.m. After the ride, it'll be an 8:30 party with music and food trucks and all that at the brewing company.
Yep, that's right. We're excited to be able to show off our bike-friendly community in Clarence, and this has been a great partnership with Seamus and Slow Roll. And Seamus, you have anything you'd like to add?
We just appreciate the welcome out here. Noel and Discover Main Street are doing a lot for the town and bringing people in, and that's where we come in. We bring people in from all around Western New York and beyond, and it works beyond the rides themselves. We're out here at the market. I'm just ringing the register at the country store here at the Clarence Hollow Market, and beautiful town. And these are some of our best attended weekend rides are in Clarence. So we're really excited to get a lot of people together and explore the town and support some local businesses.
Nice, that's exciting. We got to put those new sidewalks to use there in Clarence. So, like I said, that event is going to be June 14th, starting at the West Shore Brewing Company at 10995 Main Street. Again, that's 6 p.m. meeting time, 7 p.m. ride, and then party at 8:30 back at that brewing company. So, very nice to talk to you both. Thank you very much, and hopefully you have a good turnout for that.
All right, super. Thanks a lot.
Okay, have a good one.
All right.
So that they hang up. That gives you guys an opportunity. We have 17 more minutes here to discuss all things lead and Healthy Homes Month. If you want to give us a call, you can call us at 803-0930-930 from your cell phone, 1-800-616-9236. If you're calling outside of Buffalo, and 30930 if you'd like to text us. We're going to take another quick call. We're going to go to Charles in West Seneca, who has a question about bathroom fans. How you doing?
Oh, Charlene.
Sorry, it's the name is cut off here. So.
Sorry.
How you doing, Charlene?
Yes.
You have a question about bath fans?
Yes, I do. We have bath fans up in our bathroom upstairs, and actually all three of them have bath fans, and they're vented up into the attic, and we have a vent ridge, and I was listening to part of the program where they said something that if it's vented up into the attic, that it could rot the roof.
Yes, correct.
Yep.
But, I mean, if we have the vent ridge, isn't it?
No. So what's happening there is that moisture that's being pulled out of your bathroom with that fan.
Hot moisture. Keep that in mind. Hot.
Is finishing into your attic space.
Which is cold, generally.
Your exposed rafters, your insulation, your roof deck, all of that stuff is being made wet every time you use your bath fan.
But more importantly, you're creating a condensing point with the hot, moist moisture hitting the cold, cold air. Which then exasperates the, you know, moisture content. So you want to get that vent directly out of the house.
So you want all that air to get out to fresh air, so you don't want that finishing into your attic.
Okay.
So and your ridge vent is meant for air circulation, regular air circulation. It's not meant for, getting rid of moisture from a fan.
No?
No.
Nope, sorry.
I wish it was, but
well, it was, but
I mean, years ago, maybe 10, 15 years ago, that might have been, you know, we're going to get it close to getting it out, but you know, we know more now that that needs to be out of the house and let the natural air diffuse the moisture and the hot air outside of the house instead of inside your house.
I don't know. I was listening and they said something about taking tin snips or something and making it go through the roof. I don't.
Yeah, we'd be more than happy to help you with something like that. But if you as a homeowner didn't feel comfortable on your roof putting a roof vent in, you can go to your, you know, Home Depot, your box store, anything like that, and you could buy a soffit diffuser. And basically, you would connect your insulated duct from your bath fan. And I said insulated duct because you don't want the condensation point to happen on the actual duct in the attic, and connect that to a soffit diffuser. It's going to be some shimmying around in the attic, especially down by your eaves. It's going to be very tight, but at least then you don't have to go on your roof and worry about damaging any shingles if you're not familiar with how to go about doing that. But if you're not comfortable, there's handyman services out there that can help you with that.
I was going to say, you can give us a call because it's definitely not something you're going to want to do yourself. I don't think, unless you like crawling around in the attic.
No.
So, yeah, feel free to give us a call.
But it's very important to get that moisture out.
All right, thanks.
All right, okay, thanks for the call.
Thank you. Charlene hangs up. That opens up a line for you. We're going to take a quick break here. We'll be back. Again, the numbers to give us a call, 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, *930 from your cell phone, or you can super text us at 30930. We'll be back right after this. On the phone here is Peter Gordon from Indoor Air Professionals. How you doing, Peter?
Hey, pretty good, Nick. How's it going?
Good, good. So it finally looks like summer is here, and if you haven't already turned on your air conditioning, it may be today or tomorrow. The air conditioning certainly feels great on a hot day, but I'm going to let Peter Gordon discuss what happens when the unseen realm of your ductwork, when moisture from the cooling coils spritzes overall multiplied contamination into your ductwork. Why don't you give us a little bit more on that, Peter?
All right, yeah, so we call it the eighth grade science project. So what you've got here is you've got dark in the ductwork, at food, which is all the multiplied, every person sheds 50 million dead skin cells per person per day. You've got all the construction debris from remodeling and the original construction debris. You've got dead animal parts and all that stuff going on. So anyhow, what happens is the moisture from the cooling coil spritzes onto that contamination, and it makes mold in the dark. And a lot of people think that they get sick from the cold or the coolness from going from 90 degrees and humid into 75 degrees and cool, but it's actually more of what's coming out of the ductwork in the form of bad stuff, particulate and molds and stuff like that.
Definitely. So my friends over at Indoor Air Professionals can make that sick, headachy, stuffy feeling go away. They're the only full-service, fully certified indoor air quality company. They have the best equipment on the market, and yes, Indoor Air Professionals can really make a dramatic difference in your breathing by relieving your allergies, asthma, make you sleep better, reduce dust levels, and even improve the airflow. I had the work done at my house, and I noticed a huge difference when Indoor Air came out to my home last year. My allergy symptoms went down, lot less dust on everything in the house. So it's, you know, definitely a solid thing to do. Peter, why don't you tell us what else Indoor Air Professionals do to improve the indoor air quality?
All right. Well, besides the thorough duct cleaning, and we sanitize with an all-natural tea tree oil product, Camphira, which we make in, gel spray. The spray goes in the ductwork, soap now, anti-chafing. I mean, the product line has really grown. Wipes, what am I missing? Yeah, there's things. But and we ship that all over the world, even back to Australia, where we bring the pure tea tree oil over. But the bottom line is in addition to the duct cleaning, we have medical-grade air purifiers, and we have high-capacity dehumidifiers. Especially a lot of people have mustiness and moldiness in their basement, and they go, well, I have a dehumidifier. Well, you don't have one of these, because these will save you half on your energy bill compared to a standard one, and dry up three times as much. It's just an amazing difference.
Awesome. So why don't you let us know what the Hammer Time special for today is?
All right. So, yeah, in order to create the clean breathing zone, all these products we sell at 25% off, okay, And we are doing, we have introducing Zach Lubai, who is new in our company for the last 2 months. So he and I are together answering the phones. We're going to give you $61 off for first timer, as well as, you know, more if you're a repeat customer, military, law enforcement, and senior. But you got to call today because there's only a few spots left in June.
Okay, great. So call Peter right now at 683-3000. That's 683-3000. And get your family breathing easier like I did before you turn on your air conditioning.
Breathe easier. Breathe easier. With indoor air professionals. For every breath you take.
It seems as though when it comes to basements, every Tom, Dick, and Harry is into waterproofing. But Dick Young has been waterproofing basements longer than his competitors, and he's passed his proven knowledge down through three generations. So when you call Young Waterproofing, you're always getting the added value that comes with over 60 years of experience. Make your wet basement dry with Young Waterproofing. Call 716-893-1939 or learn more at youngwaterproofing.com. Young Waterproofing. Experience the excellence.
Hi, it's Dominic Ortiz. You do a lot to your backyard to make it the perfect summer escape. But how do you escape from the mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks? Well, call Mosquito Hunters and let them take back your yard. Mosquito Hunters offers introductory treatments starting at just $39. They can take care of those pesky mosquitoes, fleas, and ticks. They even have organic treatments available. Before your next graduation party, call Mosquito Hunters and take your yard back. Go to mosquitohunters.com to book a free consultation.
Get your Sunday Funday on. Swing by the Fisher Price Warehouse Sale on Sunday, June 9th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Get huge discounts on tons of toys from Little People and Imagine X to Barbie, Hot Wheels, and Matchbox. Plus, save big on the coolest gifts ever, Power Wheels and American Girl dolls. There will be cotton candy, a magician, and a balloon artist for the kids, plus a bunch of great finds for you. So save the date, Sunday, June 9th, and come play at the Fisher Price Warehouse Sale, located at 636 Girard Avenue in East Aurora.
Hey homeowners, have you noticed that your driveway, patio, or even the concrete around your in-ground pool has started to sink? It looks awful, doesn't it? And honestly, it is a safety hazard too. Hi, it's Dominic Ortiz, and I have the most effective way for all of you DIYers out there to fix your concrete slabs without having to do it yourself. A1 Concrete Leveling. Now, A1 uses hydraulic pressure injection to raise your concrete without replacing it. There's so many benefits to using A1. There are no chemicals, you don't have to worry about color matching, and you can use your concrete surface the very same day. I didn't even tell you the best part, though. The cost. You'll save 50 to 70% when you choose A1 Concrete Leveling over replacement. I couldn't be happier with the work they did at my house, so give A1 a call at 341-4550. That's 341-4550 for a free estimate or learn more about the process and savings at a1concretebuffalo.com. A1 Concrete Leveling. We pump it up.
It's Saturday, 6:10 p.m. It's awfully warm in here. Snap, the AC's out. You don't want to pay an upcharge. So you wait until Monday to call Emerald for Home Comfort Healing. That's when the Home Comfort Advisor informs you that we charge the same flat rate no matter what day or time it is. That would have been great to know on Saturday, which is why I'm telling you now.
Comfort is always on call.
Spring is trying to get here, and because it's been delayed, Scranton's Ferry Builders and United Materials have extended the Memorial Day sale through June, where you can take 10% off your outdoor living supplies when you bring your outdoor vision to life at Scranton's Ferry Builders on Walden Avenue in Depew and United Materials on Young Street in Tonawanda. Visit Western New York's largest outdoor living displays. Let United Materials be your one-stop supplier of construction materials. Add some old-world charm to your patio or contemporary flair to your walkway. United Materials offers a variety of concrete pavers, including pavers with the look and feel of brick and stone. Interested in building an outdoor kitchen or an outdoor fire pit? We'll take advantage of the extra 10% savings now through June.
by heading in to Scranton Surrey Builders on Walden Avenue in Depew or United Materials at Yonge Street in Tonawanda. The largest outdoor living displays are there for you to check out. Go online to UnitedMaterialsLLC.com and let United Materials be your one-stop supplier of construction materials.
Hammer time! Go!
Welcome back to Hammer Time. We have a few more minutes here to discuss a few more things regarding lead with Tom Muscarella, who is the Senior Public Health Sanitarian from the Erie County Health Department. On the break, Tom, we were discussing kind of some of the most affected areas or the most areas of Buffalo and the surrounding areas that should be kind of aware of lead. So why don't you touch on that?
Yeah, in Erie County, lead poisoning is a big problem, but our main focus, our center of the problem is the city of Buffalo. Probably 95% of our poisonings occur within the city limits, with probably 95% of those occurring in certain zip codes. The east side, west side of Buffalo are our culprits, with three or four of those zip codes being in the top 10. Lead poisonings for the state of New York. So it's a bad problem. And a lot of the reason is those areas were very economically depressed for a very long time, and the maintenance of the houses just didn't happen.
Yeah.
And you get deteriorated paint, and you get roof leaks, and you get no gutters, and you end up having all these problems. And you have low-income families living in these houses because they're affordable for them.
Right. So, as obviously we know that there's a renaissance going on in Buffalo, and as these neighborhoods get gentrified, they are being remodeled. So it's very important that the people that are buying these homes on the east and west side that are very aware of the fact that there is that issue, right?
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the main things we want to do is get the word out, educate those people. Mm-hmm. We don't want them to go in with their young families and start ripping windows out and ripping walls out and creating a lead hazard and making their kids sick or themselves sick.
Right.
One of our main goals is primary prevention of lead poisoning. County executive all the way down to commissioner, us, that is what we want to do. We want to prevent it before it happens.
Right.
So, most of our programs are focused on that.
So on that topic, why don't you, you know, you mentioned that you do have free education programs for the average homeowner or whatever. Why don't you just touch on that and how people can get in contact with you guys for those programs?
Sure. We have what we call Lead Safe Work Practices. I touched on it earlier. It's a couple times a month. It's free for homeowners, but it is only for homeowners doing work on their own houses. We also have one, the EPA RRP class, which is for property owners that do it for a profit or do it for rent. That's also offered 2-3 times a month. The free one is usually the first Wednesday of the month and then a Saturday later in the month. You can call our office at 716-961-6800 and ask for the schedule, and we can give it to you. And if it works out, we'd love to see you in the class.
Why don't you give a website too, or anything like that that people can go to?
Yeah, the website is www.erie.gov/health. And up in the scroll box, lead classes are up there. You can find it that way or and go into the Office of Environmental Health.
Great. So we strongly urge both from Cortese Construction Services and us here on this show and with Ann Tom that if you are looking to renovate your home, whether on your own or even if you're hiring a contractor, that you take these free educational courses because it's only can benefit you to you know, learn about this and keep your family and your kids safe. So we want to say thank you to Tom for joining us today and helping us out with this, making people aware.
Helping educate.
Yeah.
Because that's the biggest thing with this program is just educating.
Yes, that's what it is. The goal is to educate people and not and stop lead poisoning before it starts.
Beautiful.
Good. So yeah, we want to say thank you. If you guys have any other questions on this or any concerns, like you said, you can reach out to the Erie County Health Department at 961-6800. Or you can go to the website that Tom just mentioned. Why don't you give that one more time, Tom?
It's erie.gov/health.
All right, great. So on behalf of Phil and myself, we want to say thank you all for listening. You only have to deal with us 1 week this time. Dom will be back next week. And always remember, life may be hard by the yard, but by the inch, it's a cinch.
not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.